adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Flagstaff Diamond. One of the most picturesque towns in all the West is Flagstaff, Arizona. Situated on the high Coconino Plateau, the town overlooks magnificent painted mesas to the eastward and the fabulous Oak Creek Canyon to the south. Flagstaff's history is equally colorful. In the late 1870s and the early 1880s, many fortunes were made out of lumber, prospecting, cattle, and the sale of property to new settlers and to interests allied with the building of the railroad. Too, there were outlaws like Mike Malengo and Buckeye Pierce, who were out to make money any way they could. As our story opens, Malengo and Pierce are waiting in a small grove of pinyon trees just east of Flagstaff.
$100,000 in diamonds, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Buckeye.
The old Marshal Banks is delivering the diamonds?
According to what I heard, the old coyote will be riding up this road this morning.
I don't know, Mike. I sure hope you're right.
Listen. Until we quit him last week, you and me worked for Max Stroud on his Oak Creek Ranch for over a year.
And we sure enough did.
All right. We know Max mighty close to being a millionaire. And we know he tried to get the moon for that new bride of his if she asked for it.
Yeah, you told me he's giving her these diamonds for her birthday.
I overheard him telling the foreman about it. Telling all the arrangements he'd made. Wait a minute. I want to take a look down the road. That Banks ain't in sight yet.
How come he's working for the diamond company?
Who, the old marshal?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems that one time he saved the life of the president of the company down in the gallery. When the town let him go as marshal, the president gave him this job delivering diamonds.
Yeah, but to deliver $100,000 worth with no bodyguard...
Get your hand over that horse's nose, Buckeye.
Marshal riding this way?
Yeah, sure enough is. Alone, too. Probably figured nobody'd think a lone traveler had any valuables.
How you want to work this, Mike?
You go through his saddlebags. The diamonds will most likely be in a case or a jewel box. Put them in your saddlebag, and we'll ride east of the hideout. Put on your mask, Buckeye.
Yeah.
That's Marshal Banks. I never forgot how he jugged me down there in Ogallala. The old buzzard. Come on, Buckeye. All right, stop where you are.
Go ahead.
Get down off that horse.
I won't argue with them guns, York. Now what?
You'll find out. Reach into them saddlebags, partner.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, we do.
We drop.
That squares us.
Here's a leather case. By thunder, it's a diamond bracelet, Mike. Take a look.
I'll look later. Come on.
Reckon you did for the marshal.
Yeah, reckon I did.
No, he's still alive, Mike. Coming up on one elbow.
Look out, he's going to shoot.
Missed. He kind of felt as if one of them bullets just barely nicked my leg. Guess not, though. Diamonds, Mike. We're rich.
I reckon we're far enough away now so we can stop, okay? Hey, now I'll take a look at that bracelet.
I wouldn't mind another look at it myself, Mike. Now, get it out of the saddlebag, yeah? Hey.
What?
The bottom of this saddlebag's ripped plumb open. Must have been that bullet I thought nicked me.
Never mind that. Let me see the bracelet.
The case is gone, Mike. It dropped out.
If you're trying to be funny...
Well, look.
Yeah, that's what happened. Well, let's get going.
Where?
What do you think, you lunkhead? Back after that leather case.
Been a long time since Pancho and Flagstaff, Chico.
Yes, Chico. Several years.
seeing.
What a fine to see, Cisco.
Oh, you mean that very high flagpole, amigo?
Yes, yes.
Well, 2 years ago, on the 4th of July, 1876, some scouts cut all the branches in a tall pine tree and tied an American flag to the top of the tree.
Everybody see that for a long way, Cisco?
Nowadays, travelers look for that flagpole. Or perhaps I should say Flagstaff.
Oh, that's the name of the town.
Eh? Flagstaff has become quite a town since then, as you will see in a few more moments. Hey, wait, Chico. Hold up.
Why we stop here, Chico?
Yeah. Someone dropped a leather case over there.
Leather case, huh?
Eh? Open and see.
Santo.
Over there.
Take a look at these bracelets, amigo.
Make the big sparkle, huh?
Oh, it should, with all those diamonds in it.
Two eyes and a big horn, Cisco.
I'll take that leather case, mister.
Well, my man, does it belong to you?
Come on, hand it over.
Hombre, I do not like your manners. I like your looks even less. If you own these leather case, you can prove it to the sheriff. I'm going to turn it into him.
By thunder, either you hand that case to me
or... Or what? Not you draw the gun on Cisco, hombre.
Hand it over, I'll fire. So help me out.
You clumsy hombre. Slow of motion. Yes.
I will show you.
You want it, hombre. Not you, McKin.
I'll take that gun. Ah, get back on your horse and get out of here.
Come on, Mike. Here's the last of this.
On your way.
Nobody make a fool out of me. You get away with that, mister. Don't forget it.
And
that goes for me, too.
Yeah. You think those hombres own the bracelet, Cisco?
No, Pancho, I do not.
No?
But I do think they will try their best to get the bracelet.
Drink it. Drink water.
Sure thing, Marshal Bank. Yeah, I'll raise your head off of the pillar. Yeah.
Easy now, easy.
There you are.
Good. Who are you?
I'm Sheriff Harvey. The doctor will be back in a couple of minutes, Marshal.
What? How did I get here?
One of the ranchers driving to town saw you. Picked you up and brought you here to the doc's house 10 minutes ago.
Bracelet. Got held up.
Bracelet?
Diamonds. Max Scout. Gotta be delivered by...
Yeah, never mind that now, Marshal. Just save your strength. Tell me one thing. You know who got you?
Two hombres. One of them big. The other one kind of fat.
Blast it all. Hey, deputy. Tell the doctor to get back over here quick as he can. The marshal's come to and then dropped off again.
All right, sir.
After that, get a couple of men for a posse and we'll start right out. I've got something to go on now.
But Cisco.
Well, Pancho?
When you're turning the bracelet to the sheriff.
See?
Why do you think we steal it?
Well, I cannot help what he thinks. We will tell him the truth.
The best way to do is to tell the truth.
Speaking of the sheriff, Chico, look who's riding this way. Oh,
the sheriff's party. We know that sheriff, Chico.
No, amigo.
No?
Who are you two?
I am called the Cisco Kid, Sheriff, and this is my compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, Sheriff.
Cisco Kid, huh?
Huh?
I reckon that does it. I've heard you're a bad hombre, Cisco. The description I got fits you and your partner here. Now hand over them guns.
Wait. What description? What are you talking about, Sheriff?
Old Marshal Banks was held up and shot. A diamond bracelet was taken from
Marshal Banks? Oh, he used to be Marshal of Nogales.
He's the one.
Well, we know Marshal Banks very well.
Yeah, very well.
As for the diamond bracelet, I have one here.
Oh, you have.
Pancho and I were on our way to turn it over to you. Here you are, Sheriff.
You're a mighty quick thinker, Cisco. I might believe you if you'd mentioned that bracelet before I did.
Is it true, Sheriff?
We'll let the old Marshal decide that when he comes to again. If he comes to. Meanwhile, you can wait in my jail. Now, hand over them guns, pronto.
Pancho have been in better jails than this one, Cisco.
I thought that sheriff would believe our story.
Yeah, he not believe nothing.
When I told him about those two hombres, he just laughed.
Hey, deputy, it's most noon. Let's go get some dinner.
Pancho wish they bring us some dinner, Cisco.
They may.
Right now, I'm not hungry.
But you're not Pancho, Cisco.
If I had known the sheriff was going to be so careless with that bracelet. Pancho, come here to the cell window.
There goes the sheriff and the deputy into a cafe.
Look, down Santa Fe Avenue.
Santa Fe Avenue?
You see those two hombres by the Navajo feed store?
Yes, it's so time to see them. Those are two hombres who want the bracelet.
Hey. And now they are coming this way, toward the jail. Santos. And all the sheriff did was to toss that leather case into a drawer of his desk.
We get out of the cell, Cisco.
Somehow we must, Chico. If only we had a knife.
The sheriff take our knife.
Break off that big splinter on the edge of the bench, Pancho.
What do you do with the splinter?
Hurry, hurry. Break the splinter off.
Yes, Cisco.
Gracias. There's a small knob on the sliding lock of these doors. I want to catch the point of the splinter on that knob and push the lock back.
Fine to look for the hombres. Come here, Cisco. They're almost here now.
They were just waiting for the sheriff and the deputy to leave.
Those hombres are not like us either.
Nah, that splinter will not work. Pancho, look around the floor. See if you can find me a small piece of wire or tin, any kind of metal.
Pancho, that thing on, Cisco.
And I'll get down under these bunks.
Hey, Pancho, pull the bunk toward you just a little bit. Just a little bit, Cisco, a little bit.
Here, knock. There's a nail.
Hombres committed the sheriff's office, Cisco.
A moment, Pancho, I cannot stop them.
Nail going to work?
I hope so. As yet, it has not worked.
Get busy, Buckeye. Look for the desk
drawer. All right. They find a bit mature, Cisco.
I imagine they will. I almost had the lock that time.
I found it, Mike. Now let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. I knew you was in here, hombre. My partner and I followed and saw the sheriff put you in here.
Mike, come on.
I'll be right with you. This will only take a minute.
Somebody look mean, Cisco.
Okay.
I told you nobody makes a fool out of me and gets away with it.
Would you mind stepping out of my life?
Did you hear what I said?
Say twice.
Well, I meant that. I'm going to gun you down, hombre. You and your partner both.
I'm punching us like this.
When I count to three, you're going to get it. One, two, three.
Confined in the narrow cell, Cisco and Pancho have no defense against the killer's bullets. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Flagstaff Diamond. When Cisco and Pancho found the diamond bracelet taken from delivery messenger Banks, they intended to turn it over to the sheriff in Flagstaff. But the sheriff, having talked to the seriously wounded former marshal, jailed our friends until such a time as Banks could identify them. Meanwhile, when the sheriff and his deputy went out at noon to eat, the real outlaws entered the sheriff's office and recovered the bracelets. Then one of them, the vicious Mike Malengo, told Cisco and Pancho he was going to shoot them down. He fired, the bullets glancing off the cell bars and missing our friends. Now...
he shoot again, Cisco.
And this time I won't miss.
Mike!
What do you want?
The sheriff's running this way. Must have heard them shots.
Well, he's going to hear some more shots. Look out, Pancho!
Wait, Cisco! Get the cell door open!
This won't do you any good.
Oh, madre mia!
Cisco! Cisco!
All right,
I'm with you!
Cisco, did you hit?
No. I'm all right, Pancho. When the bandito fired, I got some of the flash in the face. Blinded me for the moment.
You see now?
See, my eyes are clearing.
Bueno.
Come on, Pancho. Let us get after those banditos.
Hey, there's the sheriff.
And where are you two?
Sheriff, in the name of common sense, will you get after those two banditos?
What two banditos?
The ones that just left here.
We didn't see any banditos, Cisco.
The wall was door on the wrong side, Cisco. The sheriff run back from that way. The banditos run out the door that way.
What'd you do with the gun, Cisco?
What gun?
Now, don't try to string me along. I heard the shots.
And your sheriff, if I had a gun, I would not be standing here with my hands in the air. I promise you that. I tell you, the two banditos came in here and took that diamond bracelet.
What?
Try to shoot Cisco and Pancho, too,
By George, that desk drawer is open. The bracelet's gone. Deputy, go out and take a look around the jail. Maybe somebody saw a couple of hombres leave.
We see them leave. Cisco try to tell you, Sheriff.
All right, Cisco. You and your partner get back into that cell.
No, Senor Sheriff. This has gone far enough. It is one thing to be honestly mistaken. It is something else to be bullheaded.
Get back in that cell. There are two others. How do I know but what you're in league with them?
I do not like that gun pointed at me.
Now, the shoe is on the other foot, Sheriff. I do not like to do this, but it seems I must...
Marshal Banks, what are you...
Howdy, Cisco, Pancho.
You can hardly stand up, Senor Marshal. Pancho help you sit down.
Yeah.
There you are.
What are you doing out of bed, Marshal?
They told me you got the bracelet back. Must deliver it to Max Drought before sundown.
Well, you see, Marshal... That bracelet.
We will do our best to deliver the bracelet for you, Marshal.
But Cisco,
I said we would do our best.
You're mighty kind, Cisco. Won't forget this.
Then these weren't the two that held you up, Marshal?
No, they wouldn't.
Do not try to talk, Senor Marshal.
Hey, Deputy. See that Marshal Banks gets back to bed. Cisco, I reckon I've been wrong.
At least you are man enough to admit it. Come on, Pancho. There is not one moment to lose.
Buckeye. Oh, we better keep pushing on, Mike.
No sense riding these horses of ours so hard we kill them. Then we would be in trouble.
Sheriff will have a posse out after it.
Take him some little time to round a posse up. By the time he gets well organized, we'll be at the hideout.
A couple hombres on Verde Avenue saw us ride out of town going at full gallop. Sure hope they won't report it.
Oh, stop being such a wet blanket. What if they do? Nobody's going to find us out there in Wildcat Canyon.
Yeah, whatever you say, Mike. But I don't reckon we better hole up there for long. Tomorrow we better push on towards Winslow.
We'll push on towards Winslow when I get good and ready, understand?
Yeah, sure, Mike. Sure. Just a suggestion.
Keep them to yourself till I ask for them. We're going to hole up at the hideout for 2 or 3 days. Maybe a week. Until they get the idea we've left the country.
Guess that's best.
Sure, it's best. Let me see that bracelet, Buckeye. Reckon I'll keep it for a while.
It's very late in the day, Cisco.
Yeah, it is, amigo.
Not got much time left to find the bandidos and get the bracelet.
Not to mention riding all the way to Oak Creek Rancho.
You know, senor, what is his name, Cisco?
Yeah, Max Stroud? I know of him, Pancho.
Yeah.
And more to the point, I know where his rancho is. So we will waste no time hunting for it.
We not know where the bandidos are.
Those men we asked back in town said they saw the two bandidos ride this way.
Yeah.
Let us stop here a moment, Pancho. Go the other way. When we first saw the bandidos, they were riding from the east.
Yeah, from the east.
They were riding back to the scene of the holdup after the diamond bracelet.
Yeah, but what that mean?
At a guess, it would mean this, Chico. They were on their way to a hideout when they discovered the bracelet was missing.
Well, now what they do?
Well, now that they have the bracelet again, they must be on their way to the same hideout.
Yeah, that makes good sense, Cisco. Only thing is...
See?
Where the hideout is.
That is the question. Let us ride up to the top of that little plateau. Up, Yabba, come on.
Go.
Take a look around from up here, Pancho, and see what we can see.
Get a good view from up here, no?
See, but we are not here to look at the view. Now...
Hold.
The logical place for a hideout would be up in one of those canyons to the east.
You go looking one.
Hey, Pancho.
What?
You see those two riders nearing the mouth of that first canyon?
Mm-hmm. You see them, Cisco? The bandidos, no?
I cannot make out. The distance is too great.
Pancho thinks it's the bandidos, Cisco.
We'll have to take a chance.
We follow them.
No. We must cut over behind that mesa, Pancho. Out of their sight.
And then what?
Then we will ride into the canyon from the other side and just hope we can stumble on their hideout before they get there.
You gotta ride like anything, Cisco.
That is just what we are going to do. Up, Jabba,
go! Go!
Almost up to the hideout now, Mike.
Yeah.
You feel pretty good about this job, don't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? In the first place, we got this here diamond bracelet that's going to bring us in plenty of money.
That's right.
In the second place, I got even with that blasted Cisco kid. Maybe that last shot of mine got him. I can't be sure of that, though.
Neither can I, Mike. But like you said, you got even with him.
And finally, we gave the sheriff the slip.
It's the same. We better keep our eyes open.
Hey, sure. If anybody beats out Mike Malengo, he's got to get up mighty early in the morning.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. You got brains in your head.
Hey, sure.
You got nerve, too. Takes a sight of nerve to walk right into a sheriff's office the way we did and grab diamonds out of his desk drawer.
All a fella has to do is figure things out ahead of time, Buckeye, and then act bold-like.
That's it, Mike.
Next thing you and me'll do is knock over a bank, maybe, when we get over into New Mexico. What's that?
Whoa.
What made that horse yours, Winnie?
He got me.
He's looking up towards that hideout, huh? Yeah, so's mine.
Well, maybe there's a bear up there or a big cat.
Yeah, they'd be carrying on more if that was it.
We better get out of this canyon, Mike.
No, not yet. You ride up there, Buckeye. Ride up there slow.
But
do what I tell you. I got the bracelet, so I'll stay here. Now get going.
All right. Yeah. That blasted sheriff managed to get up in this canyon ahead of us. Then he... By thunder, there is somebody up there.
Get your hands up, hombre.
Cisco!
Sergeant, here too.
Come down off that horse. Remember, I have you covered.
Now take it easy with that gun, Cisco.
Pancho, take the hombre's gun.
Pancho, like you do that, Cisco.
Better ride for it, Mike!
Yeah. Keep this bandito under your gun, Pancho. Get it out of there. He may have the bracelet. Search him. I will go after this other bandito.
I'll have a cap.
Talk big, hombre. While running away, stand and fight if you dare.
Stand back, I stand.
I will do a little shooting too, Bandito. Like this.
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you?
Here, let me out, look out.
I'll show you.
You will have every chance, Bandito. Starting right now. Hey, Coyote, put you down. An old man like Marshall. Bang! And finally, this. Get up on your feet, Bandito.
Easy, Cisco. I got enough.
Have you got that bracelet?
No. Buckeye got it.
You are lying. I can tell by your eyes. Where is the bracelet? Quick.
It's in my pocket.
Keep your hands up. I will get the bracelet. This is the case. Let's see if the bracelet is in it. Why not? Pancho,
Yeah. Take
these two in and turn them over to the sheriff or the deputy.
Yes, Cisco, but where did you go?
To Oak Creek Rancho, Pancho. If I am lucky, I can just about make it by sunset.
Off to the sheriff! You tangle with Cisco Bandidos, you tangle with too much. Start walking to the jail, no?
Hey, Pancho.
Did you get to Oak Creek Rancho by sunset?
Thanks to Diablo, I did, Chico.
Old Marshal Banks. He's very happy about that.
And I am very happy to know that Marshal Banks is getting better, amigo.
And Pancho is just plain happy.
That is a good way to be, Pancho.
And Pancho celebrates, Cisco.
You mean you are going to smoke that cigarro, Chico?
Pancho takes a puff or two, Cisco. You should have given Pancho the cigarro. Not be polite not to.
Oh, very well, Pancho. Light the cigarro.
Pancho had the trouble lighting his match.
So I see.
Pancho try again, Cisco. No use. Match not light.
What is the matter with it?
Pancho not know it ought to light.
Well, how do you know it ought to light?
Because Pancho lighted it just a minute ago to make sure.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Bather, Pancho by Harry Lang.